Hey, Ben.
Hey, Tanner.
Hey, have you ever seen The Incredibles as a kid?
Let's reel it in. We're going to be
How's
like...
Your hair?
How's my hair?
He's like, I got to fix my hair. He's like, the first couple episodes of my hair look like crap.
I looked homeless. I'm growing my hair out. It's in that awkward phase.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Bro, when I met you, you looked like a completely different person.
What did you say I looked like? You said that on the podcast?
Have I?
Do you want to say what I looked like when we first met? What you told me I looked like?
Did I say that before? I don't remember. What did I say?
I'm going to say it off mic. Look at my lips. He's not wrong.
He looked like a lesbian. I was trying on shirts for an interview,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, what works, what doesn't work? And then I didn't do my hair, and my hair was just like, I had gel. That was when I wore a lot of gel. I don't wear gel anymore, but, and I like
Texture
styled
plenty.
My hair like a mohawk or whatever. And then I found it was a white shirt and a blue tie, and I straight up looked like one of those like cool lesbians. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't picture you in a mohawk.
Oh, and it was a mohawk. Just picture, It was just like I made my hair go like that.
Tanner took his hat off, everybody.
I've had two episodes with my hat off. But it went like this. It went like this. Okay. I just styled my hair like
that. You know what he looked like right there?
What?
Sinestro.
Who? Who's that?
We're talking about the Incredibles, guys.
Yeah.
The main antagonist is Sinestro.
It's Syndrome. Idiot. Sinestro.
No, he looks more like Dash, actually.
Dash?
With your hair slicked back like that. People told me that as a kid, I looked like Dash.
Okay, I could see that.
But that's not true. I didn't have freckles.
Dash was the coolest kid. Like, I remember I loved Dash when I was a kid. Hey, real quick, let's get into the drink.
Okay.
What drink you got for us today? I'm excited, man.
I got us... blueberry pomegranate.
I do not like ahas.
Aha. Why?
I don't know. I'm just a typical LaCroix guy. I like a bubbly here and there, but...
Can you bring the mug closer to me?
Yeah, make me do it.
I am.
It's spilling.
See what I mean?
It's spilling.
My computer, watch out. Drink some. I don't care. Just drink some.
Why is it?
Was that the one you dropped in the car?
It's probably the one you dropped in the car.
But why did it take like...
It's all over my table.
But why did it take like 15 seconds?
It's all over my coffee table. I've never had coffee on this table. Okay, near your cup. Holy crap, dude. You filled that to the brim.
To the brim.
Yeah, one drop will do it.
It's like...
I was going to cheers, but you're going to spill it more into my cup. Like I was saying, I like LaCroix. I like Topo Chico. We've had Topo Chico on the show.
Crushed the can and my head's all wet.
And I like LaCroix, Topo Chico. Have you ever tried... What's that one called?
Boy.
San Pellegrino? Do you like San Pellegrino?
I don't know, bro.
San Pellegrino's pretty good. I don't like the flavor. It tastes like...
Hold on. You know what, Tanner? This is the only...
It tastes like hair conditioner.
This specific drink is the only thing I can get at the movie theater and feel good about myself drinking.
What about water? Just straight water.
That's boring. I need to get a drink, and the cups are so big that I'm like, if I fill this with anything, excuse me, but this, I will gain 20 pounds.
That's a fact.
20 more pounds.
And those, man, the movie theaters, they give you a lot.
Speaking of gaining 20 pounds, or just gaining weight in general.
Yeah.
Mr. Incredible.
Dude got fat.
Dude got fat.
I'm losing weight. I'm down 39 weight? Pounds.
Woo!
Let's get into the movie. How about that?
I feel like as a dad.
Okay. You're not?
The peak. As a future dad.
Okay.
I'm not a father. yet. As a future dad, I think my peak physique would probably be what Mr. Incredible looks like in this movie.
What, before as
a
or
dad,
after?
As a dad.
I'm probably healthy just or unhealthy?
The unhealthy. I think that's as bad as it's going to get.
You're not going to look like that.
But, like, here's my thing. He's, like, still super strong. He's got muscle. He's just got a gut.
Well, he's a
hero. I feel like I'm going to be that way. I'm going to have a lot of muscles, but I'm going to have a gut when I'm a dad.
That's me right now. All right, let's get to the movie. Movie is The Incredibles. It came out in 2004. It was rated PG for...
You get this one, bro. I'd get all of them. I'm too good. I just had five come to my brain. Go, your turn.
And it's directed by Brad Bird. I don't know. I can't think of one. What was the ones you had? You said you had five of them. Which ones are they?
For Sinestro's hair. What's his name? Syndrome?
Syndrome. Sinestro. Why do you keep saying Sinestro?
I don't know. That's the villain in Green Lantern, I think. Sinestro. Oh.
Was Green Lantern the one with Ryan Reynolds or the one with Seth Rogen? What was the Seth Rogen one?
All right, get this. I'm not going to tell you. PG. Pomade gel right for now. His hair. All right? You have pomade gel. That's PG. Option number two. I can't say that. We'll just stick with this. We'll just stick with pomade gel for Syndrome's hair.
It was a Green Hornet.
No, Green Hornet was
Green
a
Hornet
Seth
was
Rogen
the Seth
one.
Rogen one.
But Green Lantern was the Ryan Reynolds and Blake
Lively. I didn't see
Lively
the Green Lantern. One. I saw Green Hornet.
Oh, okay.
Green Hornet was not good.
I have not seen Green Hornet, but I have seen Green Lantern. It's okay. Like we complete each other or something.
Green Hornet is not a good movie. I'm actually going to look up the Rotten Tomatoes.
Tanner.
I really
want to
know.
I don't want this to be a 40-minute episode.
You're right. That's why
we
got to
be quick like Dash.
You're right. It was 44%.
Quick
okay.
like a cat and fast like
okay,
Dash.
Then let's get into it, dude. Quit stalling over there. All right.
So sorry.
Am I doing the summary on my own? Is that what I'm doing?
Yep. All right. You want me to count out loud?
No, I don't want you to count out loud. Dear God, I don't want you to count out loud.
We should count now.
No, stop. I'm pulling it up. Okay. We need to be more funny. All right, I'm going to start the summary.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Going now. Okay, so it is a time where heroes are welcome. It's a time where heroes...
Are
welcome.
Oh.
Mr. Incredible decides to save Kat just before his wedding to Elastigirl. Spoilers. Meanwhile, this kid Buddy is like, "Hey, I wanna be with you. I wanna be a hero like you."
I just got whiplash from your storytelling, bro. Keep going.
And so he had a bomb on him by Bomb Voyage, and the bomb explodes on a train, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of injuries on the same day. He saves a man
buddy.
Who's trying to commit suicide. Basically, all these people that got hurt while Mr. Incredible was the guy. I haven't said that yet.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people sued him because they didn't want to be saved, and they got hurt because of that.
It's like Captain America Civil War, pretty much.
I don't understand. So here's what happened. So then years ago, basically there was this act or this like contract thing that was basically like, hey, all heroes have to go into hiding or else we have to arrest them for the crimes, even though they technically helped. We would have to arrest them based on the injuries.
How do you lock up a superhero with super strength?
So anyway, they all went back to normal lives. While they still all have their superpowers. Oh my gosh, I'm already a minute and a half in. Oh gosh. Okay, here we go.
Whoa.
So it's real life. Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl are now the Incredibles.
Real life.
And they have a daughter, Violet, a son, Dash, and then Jack-Jack, the baby.
Yeah.
So that's them. All of a sudden, so Mr. Incredible still wants to be a hero, but he can't, obviously, because of the law. Mm. Until the secret agency was actually looking at Frozone, which is Mr. Incredible's best friend, into him, trying to look into him because he's a hero or whatever. Oh. But then they're like, hey, I actually like Mr. Incredible. So they send out a message to Mr. Incredible. It says, hey, do you want to come help us with a mission or whatever? So he's like, yeah, sure.
And
so
he goes, sign me up.
So he goes out there. And he gets his task to destroy the Omni Droid 9000.
Whoa.
And he's recruited by this woman named Mirage and her boss, which we don't know yet. But basically they
Syndrome.
Stop that. It's Citria, whatever you said.
Citrus.
Citrus. So he goes, it destroys itself. He basically outwins it. So Syndrome is
Citrus.
So Syndrome is basically trying to lure him in so he can kill him because he's killing all these superheroes, so that way he's the only hero and he's powerful. Syndrome is the boss. Spoilers. Syndrome was Buddy or Incredible Boy.
I did not see that coming.
It was hard not to. But anyway, meanwhile, all this is going on. Helen Parr, which is Elastigirl, had no idea. She thought that, so Mr. Incredible got fired from his last job. But she doesn't know that.
Who doesn't know?
Helen Parr. Helen Parr doesn't know that. So she's like, so she thinks that he's going on these trips. But then she finds out because
business trips.
Mr. Incredible went to Edna to go get a new costume.
Yeah.
And so she finds out through Edna that, hey, he's actually doing superhero things right now, like without you knowing. So she goes to rescue him or goes to like confront him or whatever. And they get new costumes. And then all of a sudden Dash and Violet are like on board a plane trying to get to where Mr. Incredible is, the dad. And then the rockets shoot her plane down. They survive. They go onto the lake, or they go into the river, onto the island. There's a rocket ship there or whatever. And basically they're all trying to get out of trouble or whatever. So it gets to the point where all four of them are fighting all of Syndrome's bad guys.
Yeah.
And then they lock them up. And then Mirage decides to be nice for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And lets them go. And then so they let go. And then so they go.
I'm following.
They go. There's so much to tell, and I got 45 seconds. They go to where was it? California or
the city?
They go to the city, wherever the city is, and the Omni Droid is there. The new and improved Omni Droid.
Wow.
Is there? And Syndrome is acting like he's basically pulling a Mysterio and pretending that he's good guy, but he's a villain who's actually taking charge of the Syndrome thing, or the Omnidroid. So basically, the Incredibles show up. They whoop some butt. Frozone's there like, I need my super suit.
And then
they win. They win, and then all of a sudden, they're like, all right, we get to go. We get to figure out what we got to do. Oh, so then Syndrome takes the baby and then flies into a jet. Something else happens. The Underminer. All right, that's it. Literally 0 seconds left.
The Underminer.
I am at war.
You know why I call them Citrus all that time?
Cause you know they why they call him 7-Up?
You know why they call him Citrus? Because he's got red hair like an orange.
Citrus. Okay, let's. What Citrus. Is up with my. Do you notice my voice is a little weird?
What's wrong with your voice?
I don't know. I need more.
I need more aha.
Pardon that microphone.
I need more aha.
More aha. It's a beautiful sound, Tanner.
You just spilled all over yourself.
Spilled all over all right. myself. I'm an animal.
Fun facts?
Shoot away.
Okay.
Not don't actually shoot me.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's get into some fun facts.
Let's
here we go.
Let's get into some fun facts.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So, here we go. Jason Lee, who plays Syndrome, Sidious, and Citrus, and Buddy, Incredible.
Excuse me?
Yeah, all the above. Jason Lee. You know who Jason Lee is?
He's the dad in Alvin and Chipmunks.
Chipmunks, yeah.
And everybody hates him for some reason.
I don't know why. He was also in that show, Hi, My Name's Earl. Is that what it was? You remember that show?
Everybody Hates Earl? No,
Everybody Hates Earl.
Everybody Loves Raymond and Everybody hates Earl.
Chris. No, Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, see? Okay.
I'm saying Hi, My Name is Earl is the name of the show.
It is the name of the show, yeah. But I thought it was Everybody Hates Earl, so that's why I made that joke that everybody hates him.
No, did you watch
I hope
Everybody
people
Hates Chris?
Don't hate you. No.
I love that show.
Really?
That show was so good.
I've seen clips of it on Instagram Reels because I don't have TikTok.
It's so good. Okay, but Jason Lee, who plays them, recorded his vocals in 4 days.
Oh.
While Craig T. Nelson, who plays Mr. Incredible, recorded his vocals for over a span of 2 years. Isn't that weird?
What?
2 years and then 4 days. That's weird, right?
Okay, so it's probably not like a consecutive 2 years. It's probably like, hey, can you come
over
into this line again?
Yeah, over the
Can
over
you come
the span
into this line
years.
Again?
Yeah.
Months later. Hey, we're still paying you. Can you come in 3 months later and say this line?
Yep, pretty much.
I would not be surprised.
Pretty much.
If that's how it went down.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's incredible.
Give me a break.
For 2 years.
Don't. Was that a pun?
That's incredible.
That's Elastigirl.
That's Dash. that's. Mm. That's freaking violent. All right,
next fun fact, because yeah. Ben's going on a rant. The movie's line, "You sly dog, you got me monologuing," was voted as number 15 of the 100 greatest movie lines by Premiere in 2007.
Dude, I believe it.
That's a good line.
"You sly dog, you got me monologuing."
Okay. Next one.
Did I beginning, sound like him when I said that?
No. In the beginning of the film, when a robber is going through a woman's purse on the roof of a building, mm-hmm. Which, why? Was he up there? Why
is he probably it? Grabbed the purse and went up
and then
the
went
roof.
Upstairs. Yeah. When he's on the roof
that's
of the
I
building,
do, actually, purse.
A Mr. Incredible Pez dispenser can be seen among the items scattered on the ground.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Do you think Mr. Incredible eats Pez? That's a real question.
I hope so.
The physique he's in, do you think he eats Pez?
I hope so.
Don't tell the story. Tell the story.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
You're just going to say Pez like 5 times in a funny way, and you're going to think you're the funniest person on the planet.
No.
Because he went to Albany's, and he's like, I went with my girlfriend, and I went into the place, and they just had Pez. They said Pez everywhere.
It wasn't Albany's. It was in Chicago.
So then I just walked
did I tell you this?
I just walked over to the container, reached in, and grabbed a handful of Pez. And the whole day, I ate Pez. You told me that story like 5 times. Yes.
No. It's true. I got raspberry,
here he goes
blue
again.
Raspberry, and orange. Did I tell it on the pod? I don't remember.
No, just in person. Five
imagine
times.
If I told on the pod a couple times. Dude, that'd be funny.
Every episode. That's the time I got Pez.
You said Pez, and I'm like, I got a story about Pez.
It just goes to show how many times Pez comes up in our conversations outside of this podcast.
I remember I was telling someone about that, and they're like, ew.
Me.
They're like, no, they're like, ew, you like Pez?
That
like,
was
Pez
me.
Pez is good. No, Pez is good, bro.
I said, ew, you eat Pez outside of the whatever container.
Yeah. Yeah, you did, actually.
What makes that it fun you. Is.
It's candy. Bless you, bro.
What makes it fun is eating it out of the Mr. Incredible
out
toy.
Of Mr. Incredible's neck.
Yeah. He goes and then you take a bite.
I'm biting his neck. Anyway.
It tastes like citrus.
It reminds me of Funko Pops, right?
Yeah. Because
Funko Pops people like the display, mm-hmm. but they're toys. You can play with them. Okay.
Do you have any Funko Pops?
I have zero Funko. Logan has like 4. My brother has 4.
4?
I think so.
He has 4 Funko Pops.
I'm pretty sure.
I have 2.
I was going to call him and ask him, but my phone's over there.
I have 2. One of them is from Homecoming. Or okay. No, Spider-Man Civil
War. Oh, Spider-Man Homecoming.
No, sorry. Captain America Civil War. It's Tom Holland's homemade suit.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that is super dope. It's you should
cool
send me a
one.
Picture of that soon.
I should. Actually, you already have a picture of it. Tanner bought me a mystery machine from his trip to Michigan the other day. And I have it displayed at my work on my shelf.
Oh, is it in the picture?
Next to,
I didn't see that. What was the other Funko
Spider-Man.
Pop you had then?
And then have you seen the movie Get Out before? Jordan Peele
yeah,
horror
it's
movie?
A great movie.
It's the guy in the chair.
Oh, okay.
Pulling the cotton out of the chair.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Huh. Send me that one too. Is that one at your house?
It's in the same picture.
Is it really?
I'm all at my office. I want to get so many more.
I don't know. To me, they're just big headed dolls. So, anyway.
What if I said that about you? What if I said that about you?
I'm a big headed doll.
You're a big headed doll.
No, I'm not.
How would you feel?
I'd feel pretty insecure.
What's the next thing?
All right. So when the next fun fact is, when Mr. Incredible returns home from saving civilians from a burning building with Frozone. He is humming the Incredibles theme song when he comes inside the house to eat the cake.
He is?
He's humming his own. Yeah, he's humming the movie theme song.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. That's not the theme song. That's just a clip.
Okay, I'm done.
The next one is Jack-Jack's, here we go. This is, although it's never said anywhere in the film, Jack-Jack's real name is John Jackson.
Jaquilly O'Neilly.
Jaquilly O'Neilly.
What is it? Jackson?
John Jackson.
John Jackson.
John Jackson Incredible.
Why Jack-Jack?
Oh, Parr. John Jackson Parr.
Yeah, their last name is an incredible. You stupid. That would
I
give it away.
I
right
thought
away.
So. I honestly
They'd
thought
so. They'd be like, where all the superheroes go? This family's last name is incredible.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Then and now. You go.
Wow. My turn. Okay.
We're just now getting to the meat.
Once again, guys, we're going to add this film to the collection of movies I've seen in my Nana's front room. All right. This is.
We should film the season 2 award show in your Nana's front room. That'd be really funny.
She would love that, dude.
She'd be there with cookies.
She'd be there with cookies.
I was going to add her on
She'd
Facebook.
Be like, didn't this guy date my niece?
Shut up. She can make us cookies. She can make us cookies.
She can make us cookies. She can make us cookies. She would. She makes good. Do you like raisins?
Hit or
she
miss.
She makes raisin oatmeal cookies. And
that sounds pretty good.
They're phenomenal.
It's not my favorite cookie, but what's your favorite cookie?
Those cookies.
Really?
Oatmeal raisin cookies from my Nana.
I like peanut butter cookies.
They're so good.
Where you take a fork and you make a square.
Real late at night.
I don't know why.
Real late at night. When you make the squares in the peanut butter cookies?
No, I was going to say, I don't know why I was so interested in yours, but you weren't interested in mine.
Because I was saying a joke, you didn't hear me.
Yeah, probably no one did. Okay, here we go. Then and now.
Yep, Nana's front room.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
And, man, I just want to talk about my now. I got to limit myself to then.
Okay.
Then... Very entertained from this movie. Movie probably sparked a lot of my interest in superheroes.
Yeah.
Because it came out in 2004. I didn't see it in theaters.
2005.
I thought you said 2004.
Oh, I did say 4. Sorry.
Okay. Fact check yourself, Tanner.
I just did.
Thanks. Yeah, so it came out in 2004, so I was 3, but I didn't see it till much later. In my Nana's front room.
I was 7.
And... I'm trying to think if this was the first superhero movie I ever saw. That'd be really cool if it was. It probably was.
It might have been.
Yeah, dude. I think it definitely was. That's cool. Yeah. So this is the first superhero movie that I saw. And, man, I just wanted to eat those tar balls that he got shot with. That scene where he's going down the hallway and he's getting shot with those tar balls, I just wanted to, like,
I didn't know they were tar.
I didn't know what they were either. They just looked delicious.
He texted me earlier and said something about tar balls, and I said, oh, excuse me?
That's what I was talking about.
Okay. I didn't know they were tar.
That was yesterday.
How do you know they're tar? I'm
talking about tar balls. I looked up Mr. Incredible tar balls to send a GIF to him, and nothing came up. It's probably good that nothing came up.
All right. Are you still on your then?
I'm still on my then. Okay. I'll leave it at that. I was very entertained from this movie. I remember a lot of it. I was quoting the movie the whole time I watched it now. So I'll transition that into my now.
Okay. Do it.
I loved it, dude. I was telling Tanner, I'm like, dude, everything in this movie makes sense.
Yep.
There's nothing that happens for the sake of the movie moving forward. You understand why Bob wants to do good. He misses being a superhero, and that drives the rest of the movie, like why he goes to this island, why he loses his job.
Yep.
Everything he makes, like the dynamics are incredible. This is the best. I heard somebody say this once. This is the best Fantastic Four movie that isn't a Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Which is true.
And all the Fantastic Four movies are bad so far.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I like the first one. I like the first one a lot, actually.
I haven't seen any of them.
But the second one. Tanner's going off popular opinion.
I just know they're bad. That's all I know.
But yeah, I'll just be brief. I really enjoyed the nostalgia from the movie. I mean, the music was even better now rewatching it. Like, you hear the Incredibles theme all the time in those memes when Bob is like deteriorating. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Or like when things are going good, he gets happier and happier.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Man, try explaining that meme
to someone,
to your grandparent.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
Have you ever seen
your Nana? Cookies? She's making us cookies?
She's making us cookies. Does she watch?
Nancy, right?
Nana Nancy? Yeah.
I know she follows the Instagram. And I almost added her on Facebook tonight.
I walked into the car tonight, and Tanner just has my Nana's Facebook account pulled up on his phone. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and I kept saying when he was getting in, I'm like, dude, you're weird, bro. You are weird, bro. You are weird. And then you look at my phone, and it's me about to add your grandma on Facebook.
You should have. You should have. She would have accepted. She definitely would have accepted.
I don't know if I met her. I might have met her.
I don't know.
I might have met her when I was dating his cousin. Okay. So is that it for your then and now?
It's my then and now.
Okay, so my then is, I remember I saw this movie in theaters when I was a kid. And I also remember, I don't remember which chain or restaurant chain did this, but they sold toys. Did you ever get the Incredibles toys?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they were cool. I had Mr. Incredible, which was just boring. It was just a stick figure.
Mm.
Or not a stick figure, it was just an action figure.
Yeah.
No, nothing cool about it, but we had Elastigirl too.
Dude, she was awesome.
She had the rubber
hard body, hard head,
but rubber
stretchable
gut.
Arms and stretchable legs.
Oh, I didn't have that one.
Which one did you have?
I had the gut. Her gut was like stretchy.
Oh. Maybe.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think that's it actually. Yeah, yeah. We had that on the playground, bro.
I never had. Do we have Dash? I think Logan, my brother, had Dash. We never had Violet. Who cares?
She was invisible. She didn't have a choice. She was
invisible.
Yeah,
we all got one then.
We all, hey, listeners at home, if you didn't know, you have a Violet action figure right now.
Okay. Okay. I had one. We had those.
Jokes fall flat when you don't back me up.
I don't want to back that one up. Here's where, okay, because I remember I had a vivid memory of me and Logan playing with these action figures in some bleachers at a game. I think it was like my sister was maybe doing cheerleading or something. But I have a vivid memory of us playing with those in the bleachers, and like it was super fun.
Yeah.
So, but back then I'm like, this is a good movie. Like, and I like rewatching it. So this is kind of leading into now. Rewatching it, I was kind of like, oh, I know every quote, every line delivery. Like,
yeah, dude.
Every scene. Like, I remember every single scene. There's nothing that I'm like, oh, I never caught that or anything. I like know it.
This
so
is
well.
One of the most quotable movies we've ever had on the show.
No. Not when I read these lines. You're going to be like, what?
What do you mean, no?
Trust me. Let's get into it. So, good transition. We're going into quotes
good
now.
Transition.
Okay. Here are the quotes that I thought were pretty good. This was when Dash and Violet were arguing at the dinner table, and Dash says, she'd eat if we were having Tony loaf.
She'd eat it. Oh, if we were having Tony loaf.
Yeah.
Why'd you whisper that?
I don't know
what you're saying.
It was kind of sensual.
A little intimate there.
A little sensual.
But a little sensual.
Next one.
Sensual Tony loaf.
Next one. No capes.
No capes. Did you know she's based off of a real life fashion designer?
Yep.
Don't know who she is, though.
Don't either. Also, did you know? Did you grow up like me and think that her name was Edna Mode?
Edna Mode.
It's not Edna Mode. It's just Edna. Edna Mode was when she did the thing with her eye and she put in Edna Mode. Like Edna
Mode. I think her last name is Mode.
It's not.
I bet you it is.
I'll look it up right now.
I bet you it is. Edna Mode. I've heard that so many times. If it's not Edna Mode, this is that thing where, oh.
Whoa.
Not the butterfly effect, but it's where you remember something from your childhood that actually isn't the truth anymore. Like Berenstain Bears instead of Berenstain Bears.
Yep.
Also, that would be this. Because okay, her name is Edna Mode.
Okay, her name is Edna Mode.
Oh.
Sorry. But get this. I just read this on Wiki Incredibles. Ready? This is the first paragraph under personality.
Yeah.
Get this. Edna Mode is half Japanese, half German fashion designer and auteur. Auteur?
Yeah.
She's half Japanese?
Half Japanese and half German? Totally.
I don't see that at all. That's weird.
I can see that.
You can? Okay. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
I
okay.
can see more German
no
than
capes.
Japanese, but.
This line won in 2007. You sly dog. You got me monologuing.
Amen, brother.
That's a really funny line.
That's good.
What
about the and got busy?
I didn't get that one.
Dang.
Because I was trying to pick out lines that were like. Because we have this problem a lot in the show. Where a lot of the good quotes are back and forth conversational.
The movies
quotes.
Are working against us.
We're trying to just pick out one quote. Okay, next one. This is when Dash fell in the water. He said, "We're dead. We're dead. Yeah. We survived, but we're dead." I remember Logan
also
and I used to
meme.
Love that. quote.
Also a meme.
Also the most notorious quote of all time. Do you know it?
Oh, where's my super suit?
Honey, where is my super suit?
Where's my super suit?
I'm talking about the greater good. I am your wife. I'm the greatest good you're ever going to get. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Traumatizing skill.
We're there already? Man.
We're there, dude.
Okay. So.
We're about 32 minutes into
when
the
I was
show.
Watching the movie.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When Mr. Incredible was dropped off on the island in the little tube.
Namasan is the name of the island.
Namasan? Two of my biggest fears. Being stuck in a small metal tube.
That's hot.
That's hot. And then being stranded
in the middle
on an island in the middle of nowhere.
Bro,
those are
sure.
my two biggest fears as a kid. And I'm like, I don't care if I'm a superhero. There's no way that I'm getting out of that situation.
I'm sure you could find The Rock. He's always on a jungle these days. These movies.
Are those tan cargo shorts, The Rock?
Is he smoldering again?
Is he the smolder?
Is he with Kevin Hart?
Ah! That's my Kevin Hart impression.
That was it?
That's my Kevin Hart just yelling, just shouting as loud as you can in a high-pitched voice. No shade! Why don't you respond after I say
I'm trying to think of what you're saying. Here's the thing. Andrew was telling me this the other day.
Yeah,
he doesn't think the dynamic between... Or this wasn't Andrew. This was Julianne. Julianne doesn't think the dynamic between The Rock and Kevin Hart is funny at all.
Oh, really?
Do you?
I think it's very funny.
I think sometimes it's really funny, but sometimes it's just kind of gimmicky. Have you seen the video of them doing the tortilla slap, though?
I have not seen that one.
Okay.
But I was going to bring...
We should do that.
That's funny.
I don't have a tortilla here.
I don't have it either. I have chicken...
No.
Okay.
You didn't finish your chicken?
I did finish my chicken.
Are you lying?
No, there's a video, though. It's like the video I'm passing the phone to somebody who blank. They did that thing. And Dwayne Johnson's
what?
Like, I'm passing the phone to somebody who...
Oh, yeah.
Who was four foot tall in high school. And then
yep.
Kevin's like, I'm passing the phone to somebody who lied about their entire Hawaiian heritage. And then like pass it to, and Dwayne Johnson would just be like struggling what to say. And then he'd pass the phone back to Kevin Hart and just like another one-liner.
Yeah.
Like, I'm passing the phone to somebody who doesn't have a big toe. And then passing it back. So,
that was
like
a pretty good
like
impression.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Traumatizing scale. Let's get back into it.
For that reason, I'm going to say one, because I was also scared. I was scared of something, too. I think Syndrome scared me as a kid.
There was a jump scare. Do you remember the jump scare where Mr. Incredible is sitting in the conference room
and
then
goes,
all of a sudden, the ceiling goes, and it's it just scared me.
It scared me, bro, especially when
it
made
that
sound.
It was the last thing I expected, too.
It was the last thing you expected?
Yeah. Real quick, why does Mirage has been a part of Syndrome's killing spree for a while, right?
Yeah.
Why did killing spree? Think about this.
I guess so,
all the heroes, remember, he's going through the screen, and it's like Terminator.
Yeah.
Why does she all of a sudden have a change of heart for Mr. Incredible?
Because he's hot. He's got dad energy.
He got a dad bod.
Can I transition into something?
Sure.
You're nervous.
I am a little nervous.
I like that. I like what I like.
We made a pact
nervous.
Not to talk about Miss Elastigirl too much.
Miss Elastigirl. The respect. We made a pact not to talk about Miss Elastigirl too much.
Shut up.
Okay. Your personal opinion. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
Trust me, bro. All
right. I'm trying. I'm trying right now.
Elastigirl.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Incredible. Or.
Oh, no.
Mirage. Who would you wife?
Oh, Elastigirl, 100%. Duh.
My man.
Mirage looks like. She reminds me of a cold, dark room. Okay.
Cold, dark room.
Her
you're not,
shiny
you're not,
white
you're
hair,
not into that?
Her gray. It was boring. Boring.
She's boring to you?
She's boring. I have no interest in her. Well,
She's also killed a lot of people.
I'm also dating my girlfriend.
She's
too.
Also
I should
killed
have had
a lot.
That part.
These are also cartoon characters, Tanner.
I know.
See the video of Disneyland where Elastigirl falls over and her head falls off?
And her head falls off. Her face falls off.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's quality
funny.
Content.
Did you like Incredibles 2, real quick?
I was going to bring that up, too.
Yeah.
People are saying it's better than the first one.
It's not.
It's definitely not.
It's definitely not.
But it's good.
What's
It's good. It should not. It lives in the shadow of the first one, But I think it's also its own thing. And I enjoyed it. Saying it's not as good as the first one doesn't mean I'm knocking it. It's still a really good movie that I saw with my family, actually. When it came out. Actually, yeah, we all went. Actually,
oh wow,
we went to all go see it together.
Yeah,
and I saw in a big theater, like not IMAX, but like a theater that's a
pretty huge
screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what they call that. It's something
IMAX.
It's bigger than IMAX. It's like
Mega Max.
You know how Mega Max, Megamind. Is that? I don't know.
We should do that.
You know how an IMAX, like, the screen is still on the wall. You can see the wall around it.
Yeah.
But it's big.
Yep.
This theater was like...
Oh, was it all four? Three
it was
walls?
No. It was like...
Oh. Have you seen movies like that?
I have. Those are pretty cool.
Those are weird.
It's like the size of the wall. Like, the screen was the wall. That's how big the screen was.
Picture, like, this wall behind you right here just being the screen?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, bro.
Bigger, obviously.
But anyway, when the... Have you seen the second one?
Yeah.
When the strobe effect happened, like, remember that scene when it was strobing in the room? That was like, I don't have epilepsy or anything, but it was still like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Seeing that in a dark theater when the screen is like bigger than my freaking house.
Yeah. I want to get into the first Incredibles movies, Rotten Tomatoes, but I wanted to tell you, what do you think the Rotten Tomatoes is for Incredibles 2?
Incredibles 2?
Yeah.
It's high.
Yeah.
It's high.
It's not as high as the first one.
Okay. I think that Incredibles 2 is at 87, and then the Incredibles 1 is at 93.
Okay. You're wrong.
Okay.
Well, real quick, we'll get into it. Traumatizing scale, 1 for you?
1.
Okay. I'm going to give it like a 0.5. It
wasn't
too scary. Rotten Tomatoes for the first Incredibles is 97.
97?
Incredibles 2, 93.
Oh,
that's crazy. And usually, like, a sequel that, like, no one asked for, doesn't really do that good.
No.
Like, I remember Dumb and Dumber 2.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they made Dumb and Dumber and then the sequel, or the
prequel.
And then the sequel, like, what, 15 years later, and no one asked for it?
Yeah.
That one did not do good. Yeah.
No.
But that's surprising. I'm actually kind of shocked by that.
Bro, I just hit a wall.
I'm tired. We got to get going.
Holy crap!
It's almost 11 o'clock.
I feel like Mr. Incredible just got thrown into a building by the Omnicentrist thing.
What was
I even saying?
I don't know, bro. I really don't remember.
Oh,
I'm also tired. Anyway, we got to get going.
We got to get going, bro.
Tottenham Tomatoes. What's yours?
Man,
hurry!
It's so good. It's so good. If Elastigirl's hips.
Here we go. Oh, wait. What are you doing? We said we're not going to talk about this, bro.
Let's just say.
Be careful.
Let's just say
we have girlfriends.
I'm trying to think.
What are you doing?
If Elastigirl's hips were 20 inches wide.
What are you doing?
Those are wide hips. Just to say.
I'm aware of that.
Those are wide hips.
Okay.
I don't think that's even possible. No, it's possible. Is it possible?
Have you seen Lizzo? That's mean. I'm sorry.
Have you seen Shakira?
Shout out to Lizzo.
Hips don't lie. Shout out to Shakira and Lizzo. And Elastigirl. So if her hips were 20 inches, I would say that
this
movie would be... I'm going to be bold.
Hurry up.
I'm going to say 18 inches.
Out of 20?
Out of 20.
What is that?
18 times 5.
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. 18 out of 20, though. That's really good. That's a very good movie. He's going to do maths because he can't live without precision. He needs to know exact.
18 times 20.
Quick muffs. I'm sure that there are people listening to this podcast who are like,
360.
What, 360?
That's not what I meant. How do I do this?
18 times 5. Yeah.
Times
4. Sorry, times 4.
18. No, it's 5.
It is 5, yeah.
18 times. I put 18 times 20.
Uh-huh.
18. Ugh. It's a 90 for you.
Oh, it's got to be 95.
All right. I give this movie...
Wait, that's lower than the tomato score? No, I'm giving this a 98.
Okay. So you're higher than the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, dude. Just to one up it.
I like this movie. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite, meaning there's other movies I like, but this is still a great movie. I give it a 90.
Name one flaw. Name one thing you didn't like about the movie specifically.
Bon voyage.
You're right.
Okay. All right, man. That's it for you. What's next week's movie? Do you know it?
I do.
What do we got? What are we doing next week?
Little quiet, quaint film.
You need to hurry up.
Called School of Rock.
Woo!
With Jack Black. Yeah! Jack Black, guys. I'm sleepy.
All right.
On Instagram. Thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah. I'm at Tanner Reckledge. I messaged the guy, the Tanner Joseph guy.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything yet. I sent this paragraph. He hasn't replied. I followed him so he could look at it.
Well, you sent him a paragraph. What'd you say?
Well, I can't pull it out. I basically said, hey, my name's Tanner Reckledge. I just recently started uploading music this year under the name Tanner Joseph. And I was going to use it as my username on Instagram, but I realized you had it. I was wondering if it was okay if I could borrow your username. I hope this isn't asking for too much.
Wow.
That's actually like pretty spot on for what I said.
That's pretty spot on.
I memorized it.
Or ask him if he can spell Joseph, J-O-E.
Can you like put a zero instead of an O, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. Oh, so at Tanner Reckledge for now. At Tanner Reckledge, talking
until
to Andrew,
it is
real.it.in.podcast. And I got a new song coming out whenever it does.
Psycho.
For now, listen. Don't say the name. He said the name. It's Psycho. It's coming out soon. But listen to North Carolina in the meantime. Do you hear that stomach? My stomach?
Keep it real.